about our troops.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
And so with us is Andrew Skelton, who's going to bring us up to date on his dad's world affairs brief. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in very dangerous times. You're not getting the information accurately from the media. The media is tightly controlled by the power elite that dominate our nation and so much of the rest of the world, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, destroying the existing financial system, impoverishing our people, and also destroying Christianity. But without his background, Andrew, what is the World Affairs Brief covering this week?
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Chan. Good to hear your voice again. Well, the big story this week is about how Ukraine seems to be sabotaging its own image. Everything the Kiev temporary government does works against solving the conflict in their favor. Not only do they fail to act decisively against the rebels, but they seem to purposely antagonize the pro-Russian majorities in eastern Ukraine. Recent acts include hiring ex-military thugs into the new, quote-unquote, National Guard, who then have been guilty of shooting civilians. Add to this the leaks and rumors that high leaders want to purge all the Russians out of Ukraine, and Joel says, I submit that they are purposely playing for Russia. No government trying to rid the nation of corruption and create an atmosphere of peace and reconciliation would make these kinds of moves, more of which I will catalog shortly. The evidence I present in this briefing points to Ukraine working for Moscow in order to poison the majority in Ukraine against the West, not for it. And that's exactly what the results have been. All of this adds to the ample evidence I have presented since February 20th that the final coup that quote-unquote ousted Yanukovych was not truly a pro-Western coup, but engineered and directed by Moscow. Joel says, I don't care how much influence Western globalists had on the independence movement. Only Moscow, working through President Yanukovych, had control of the hated Berkut, riot police, and the rest of the police forces that were arrayed against the protesters. Only they could have given the orders to the police to stand down on Friday afternoon and stay in their barracks on Saturday morning. The next day, who gave the orders to the pro-Russian party of regions who controlled parliament to oust their own leader? The protester? The irrefutable facts show the controlling hands, since the coup wouldn't have taken place without the order to stand down. Let's take a look at the detailed timeline of events.
I think this is one of the most important issues. You don't have a revolution in an organized modern-day society because you've got police, you've got military, you've got all sorts of things there to maintain law and order. Somebody gave the order to stand down. Suddenly the Russians gave the order to stand down and let this whole thing occur. And this whole thing is being played out to bring the Ukraine solidly under Russian control. So the average person in the West has no idea. There's nobody telling them. It's as phony as a $3 bill, ladies and gentlemen. It's all play acting, and until you understand that, why very little going on today makes sense. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. Here's some of the details of the event. On the 20th of February, this is according to the BBC, Kiev saw its worst day of violence in almost 70 years. At least 88 people were killed in the last 48 hours. Video showed uniformed snipers firing at protesters holding makeshift shields. Through later reports, we learned that they were also firing at police. So these must have been aged provocateurs trying to ramp up violence to justify the dramatic coup the next day. There was one particular piece of disinformation that got a lot of play that Joel says I explained in the brief, but the story is still being spread around, so my response bears repeating. Security Service of Ukraine, SBU officials loyal to Yanukovych reportedly hacked phones used by Payet, Estonian foreign minister, and Catherine Ashton of the EU. They uploaded what they heard online. Payet was heard saying, "There is now stronger and stronger understanding that behind the snipers it was not Yanukovych, but it was somebody from the new coalition. All the evidence shows that they were shooting at people from both sides. They targeted police and protesters. Yanukovych was wrongfully blamed," end quote. But Payet was getting his information from only one side, the pro-Russian Party of Regions, who was managing the coup. In fact, the identity of the snipers has never been revealed, so this isn't a great investigation. Steve Lenman, who writes from the far left, points the blame at the right-wing radicals in the coup government. He says, quote, "On March 12, 2014, former Ukrainian Security Service head Alexander Yakimenko confirmed Payet's assessment. He blamed Putschist official Andrei Parviev. He's a neo-Nazi who is a neo-Nazi Svoboda party leader. He heads national security. He's coup-appointed. He has no legitimacy whatsoever, nor do other Putschists," which are the interim government. Quote, "Shot came from the Philharmonic Hall," says Yakimenko. "Maiden Commandant Parbier was responsible for this building. Snipers and people with automatic weapons were working from this building on February 20th. They supported the assault on the Interior Ministry forces on the ground who were already demoralized and had in fact fled." He added, "When the first wave of shootings ended, many have witnessed 20 people leaving the building. They were carrying military-style bags used for sniper and assault rifles with optical sights," end quote. Joel says, "However, Lendman is not considering that a Moscow-directed coup would also have controlled many of the protesters' leaders, such as the current heads of the interim government with their assortment of thugs and now neo-Nazis, which makes it easy to demonize them as right-wing extremists. As part of this, Andrei Parviev could very well have been directing or facilitating the false flag sniper assault, but without knowing who was giving the orders to them. You can't blame this definitively on either side." Now, on the 21st of February, this is the crucial Friday that triggers the mystery coup. President Yanukovych signed a deal Thursday with three opposition leaders that was quickly rejected by the protesters in the streets on Friday, who clearly said the three opposition leaders didn't represent them. Except for a series of loud explosions on Friday night and angry chants in the protest encampment, Kiev was generally quiet. All the press would say was that, quote, "By late in the afternoon, all police officers had vacated the government district of the capital," end quote, thus giving the protesters free access and to all the government buildings.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Team Now.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley congratulates the class of 2014. Students, at this special time in your life, show how smart you really are by making the right choices and do not drink or do drugs. If you want your prom and graduation festival to be fun and something you will always remember, don't get in a vehicle with intoxicated friends. This message is from Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley, congratulating the graduating class of 2014 on a job well done.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, and how often do we begin our programs with a statement, reality is usually soft hat, illusion is usually king? In the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it better be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And most of what you read in the newspapers, see on or hear on television and radio, just isn't true. And so supposedly Yanukovych, who's the pro-Soviet ruler of Ukraine, is forced to flee after first the breakdown of law and order. And then, of course, they suppose fascist elements coming in there and pro-German and pro-Nazi and pro-Holocaust. And it's all play acting, ladies and gentlemen. Just like most of what you see in this country is play acting. So what you're seeing over in Ukraine is proacting, and when it gets all over, the Russians are going to control the Ukraine. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That's right. So we've looked at the events of the 20th of February, and this is when there was a great amount of killing in the last 2 days between the protesters and the riot police, and then to sort of create a reason for a truce, it seemed like. There was these strange sniper attacks that were killing both protesters and police. They are trying to, information has now come out that there were being snipers and people with automatic weapons working from a building that was controlled by the protesters. And people on the left are trying to point out that, well, therefore, these terrible sniper attacks must have been orchestrated solely by the protester side of things. But my dad is pointing out that, in fact, the person in charge of that building among the maiden protesters group is now being put into the interim government, and the interim government is obviously doing most everything that seems to be controlled by Moscow. So it's not how things seem. Moving now to the next day, as the people wake up in the protest groups, the police are suddenly gone, thus giving the protesters access to all buildings. There were simply no police anywhere. When's the last time you saw that happen with Wall Street or a G7 protest, Joel asked. Never. How can the press describe too good to be true happenings like this without asking, how did this happen and why did the police disappear? The New York Times offered a limp reason. They said, quote, to avoid further conflict, end quote. But the last time this kind of phony revolution happened was during the fall of communism. And that only happened because communist dictators in Eastern Europe, at least according to Erich Honecker of East Germany, got orders from Moscow to allow the protests to go forward unmolested. Now that's what we call a planned coup, even when there is real spontaneous motivation for freedom. In Independence Square, the focal point of the protest movement, however, the mood was one of deep anger and determination, not triumph, reports the press, against the supposed opposition leaders who had cut the deal with Yanukovych without requiring his stepping down. They shouted, get out, criminal! Death to the criminal! Reaffirming what, after a week of bloody violence, has become a non-negotiable demand from many protesters, which was the immediate departure of Mr. Yanukovych. Now look closely at the opposition leaders who claim to represent the protesters at the barricade. Vitali Klitschko, This was a Ukrainian professional heavyweight boxer and the WBC World Heavyweight Champion Emeritus. He was brought to political power simply to generate name recognition for the Klitschko bloc, UDAR, Ukrainian Democratic Alliance for Reform, which had been cobbled together from a variety of former small parties that keep changing their makeup. He is viewed as a sham leader. Even as he spoke to the crowd defending the deal they had just cut with Yanukovych, people yelled, "Shame!" And a coffin was hauled on stage in the square to remind him of the over 70 people who died during violence on Thursday. Next, Ole Tanyabok of the Svoboda Freedom Party, who is one of the five parties that has a place in the current government. Joel says, "I believe he was put in because he was a Protestant minister and would be able to woo the Christian segment of pro-Western voters. But since he's in office, he's made a fool of the party by being photographed giving the Nazi salute. It doesn't matter how much you state that the party's policies are nationalistic, not fascist or anti-Semitic. With pictures like this, you lose all credibility. The real, actually trumped up, Nazi fascists are the activists in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, wearing uniforms of the former Ukrainian insurgent army, known as UPA, from its Ukrainian language initials. Joel says, as I have long observed, there are few real neo-Nazis in today's world, except those that are created by government agents specifically to denigrate the right. Third is Arseniy Yatsenyuk of the Batychkina Party, which is part of Yulia Tymoshenko's bloc that has had representation in the Verkhovna Rada, Ukrainian's parliament, since she set up the parliamentary faction in March of 1999. Tymoshenko and this bloc never rid Ukraine of corruption or the old communist bureaucracies, nor did anything for the independence movement except to provide a false image of the classic Ukrainian woman, which she is not. She's Russian. So you can see why this technocrat puppet president is not trusted by those who want real change. Tymoshenko has already tapped Yatsenyuk to continue in his job if she becomes president. Now the next day, the 22nd of February, President Yanukovych disappears, claiming his life is threatened, though the opposition is essentially unarmed. Protesters take control of wide-open presidential administration buildings left completely unprotected. Parliament, still under control of the vast majority of party of regions, votes to remove the president from power with elections set for 25th of May. Lastly, it is announced that arch-rival Yulia Tymoshenko is freed from jail, without telling us who ordered this. Between the 23rd and the 26th of February, Parliament, still under the control of regions, named Speaker Oleksandr Turchynov as interim president. Members of the proposed new government appear before demonstrators with Arseniy Yatsenyuk nominated prime minister. The elite Berkut police unit, blamed for death of protesters, is disbanded. And there you have it. A miraculous, bloodless coup, at least the part where the police all go home, that has never before been seen in history, except in a kind of a similar fashion during the phony fall of communism, which was also a carefully crafted deception. So the only two examples of too good to be true coups happen in relation to Russia faking some demise. This should tell you all something, Joel said. Now let's ask some crucial questions about how this Kiev government has performed since the coup. Their stated goals are to convince and support the Ukrainians that association with the EU and the West is preferable to Moscow, which has controlled them even since the fake independence some 20 years ago. Question 1. Would you include in your temporary list of ministers members of the Svoboda Party, which have had their leader's picture paraded all over the net giving the Nazi salute? Would you appoint two wealthy oligarchs to the regional governorship of two of the eastern Ukraine provinces when you know the oligarchs are distrusted and even hated?
And also the oligarchs are all KGB. This is what this whole ridiculous thing is about, ladies and gentlemen. And the average individual in America has no idea what's going on. Go ahead.
Question 3. Would your most recognizable former lady hero, Tymoshenko, on the supposed right, tell someone over the phone, they know everything is wiretapped, that she wants to quote-unquote nuke all the Russians in eastern Ukraine? Question 4. Would you go easy on Russian armed militias that had taken over government buildings in eastern Ukraine until it was too late to root them out? 5. Would you then, in reaction to your lost ground, form an ad hoc National Guard filled with former military thugs and give them orders to shoot some of the civilians? 6. Would you authorize the right sector party to form roving bands of vigilantes that do drive-by shootings in pro-Russian neighborhoods? 7. Would you appoint the son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to serve on the board of Ukrainian Gas Corporation? And 8, lastly, at least for now, would you encourage former President Yulia Tymoshenko to run again for president, knowing how distrusted she is? You might, as long as you have an oligarch in the wings that you want to promote as a reaction to her falling poll numbers. The supposed frontrunner for president is Petro Poroshenko, an oligarch that has suddenly been vaulted to the front of the polls by a vast margin. Yes, they have manipulated polling everywhere. Boris Denik told the New York Times, commenting critically on this, the following, quote, "It is certain that his election would be a goodbye to any attempt at reforming Ukraine's Byzantine economy and the corrupt judiciary and business culture. It is amazing that quite a few respectable figures, including Vitali Klitschko, have jumped on his bandwagon within hours, yes, hours after the announcement of his candidacy. Poroshenko was an important figure in the Orange Revolution. Yulia Tymoshenko is a more divisive figure whose main asset in the minds of many is that she might be able to deal effectively with the Russians. She is thought to have Putin's respect," Joel inserts. "That's because she works for him." Continuing the quote, "Her credibility in most of Ukraine is low. In reality, Poroshenko was a marginal rather than an important figure. Recall a testy comment from a group of Polish parliamentarians who traveled to Kiev at the time. They said, the Orange Revolution could have happened without Poroshenko, but not without Tymoshenko." End quote. Joel says, "Of course not, but this allows the net to run around decrying more globalist meddling in Ukraine. The left only sees greedy capitalism as the motive. We'll never really know who suggested Western intervention, but certainly the provisional government could have turned it down, seeing that it would create a firestorm of protest." Let me now transpose this coup scenario to the United States, just so people can see how ludicrous this coup would be if it happened similarly here. Suppose constitutional conservatives began a massive week-long protest in Washington, D.C., because they were fed up with both Republican and Democrats betraying the liberty and the constitutional protections it should afford. Riot police would be called out with their shields, tear gas, and rubber bullets. And suppose the protesters persist and won't go away. Suppose even food is shipped in from rural areas to keep the protesters fed, as well as a steady supply of used tires to burn at the barricades across Pennsylvania Avenue. The White House would be barricaded by D.C. police, and armored cars would be present to protect it. Let's stop here with a question. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind how the U.S. government would react to barricaded streets with burning tires polluting the air in the nation's capital? The armor and the bulldozers would be out in force within hours. Continuing, suppose the protesters demand the restoration of the Constitution according to strict interpretation and the resignation of President Obama. On a crucial day after months of nonviolent protests, snipers come out and start shooting and killing both protesters and police on Washington, D.C. streets. Nobody claims to know who is responsible despite the huge surveillance capabilities of the NSA. This triggers establishment leaders to put together a negotiated truce where the president and Democratic leaders meet along with Republican leaders of the House and Senate. These agree to stand down the protesters in exchange for mild language about restoring the Constitution to strict interpretation, but there are no provisions for enforcement. The next day, the Constitution protesters uniformly reject the truce, calling it a sham and a sellout, saying John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are Republicans in name only and don't represent them. They continue to demand that Barack Obama resign and the Constitution be reinstated with enforcement powers applicable to both Congress, the executive, and the courts, who all have been violating it equally. Suddenly that afternoon, all protests are still in place and no truce accepted. The police in Washington, D.C. go back to their stations or go home, leaving even the White House completely unguarded. Even the Marine Guards go home. The protesters obviously couldn't believe their eyes as they walk through the White House and the government buildings unopposed. The next morning, the Democrats who hold a majority in the Senate, pass a resolution demanding Barack Obama's resignation. And he flees for his life, claiming that armed opposition is threatening him. The protesters have no arms. The Democrats then begin to champion the cause of constitutional conservatives and pick new provisional leaders of government, John Boehner, and a high-profile televangelist Christian minister to make it more convincing. Can you imagine?
Hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen. That's very, very unlikely. That's exactly similar to what just happened over in Ukraine. We'll be back in a moment here with Andrew Spolzen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ald salutes the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them by continuing to donate blood for our returning injured military. Be a silent hero and give blood today. Could save the life of a soldier or someone in our community. This reminder is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ald. For all your electrical work, call 834-1715. That's 834-1715. Proud to salute our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, who, of course, is summarizing this week's World Affairs Brief put out by his dad, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important document. You want to get it. You want to read it through several times. You want to keep them on file. You're not getting the truth through the media. And here's a source of a very, very good source of alternative information that you need to survive during the difficult time. So, Andrew, I want you to tell them how to get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and how they can get your dad's book on strategic relocation, building a secure home, and building a secure room.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Certainly, the best way is for people to go to theworldaffairsbrief.com. That's our website. That's all one word with an S on affairs. worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a large red button for signing up for the brief. It's a pretty quick process. You make a username and log into the World Affairs Brief site. There's a modest fee. I think it's $48 for a year. And then the briefs will come to your email inbox. But by creating an account on worldaffairsbrief.com, you can log in and see not only this week's brief, but all past briefs. You can see all of the archives and go back and see everything that Joel has written about anything, going back to 9/11, et cetera. All the way back to 1999, I think, is when the first briefs are posted up there. On that website, there's a link to joelskousen.com, our other website, which has listings of all of Joel's work. These include his most popular book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And this book is popular because it lays out the threats that we foresee facing us. And then it actually goes through and highlights how they will affect general spots around the world, and then specifically here in North America, the U.S. and more Canada. Mexico isn't recommended as a strategic retreat unless you're from there. But the book goes through each one of the states and highlights areas around there that people can find more safety. No place is going to be perfectly secure, of course, and some places in the Intermountain West are going to be probably the most secure, depending on your preparation. Once you have worked out a retreat site for yourself and your family, you'll probably want to get one of the other two books. The Secure Home, which is a large book that details how to secure a residence and property, how to make it low profile, how to the best ways to create a hardened room and conceal it and prepare it for hard times with alternate energy systems. And if people want to do that on a small scale with just a single smaller room, they can get the sort of how to remodel a single room book that is the High Security Shelter. This is actually our most recently revised book, and it has a complete set of plans and details for a do-it-yourself project, and that is that. And those three books are all available on joelskousen.com. If you'd like to call and order those, you can get those through Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stam?
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a crisis situation. There is going to be a war. I'm not certain when it's going to be, but make your preparations now. Don't put them off, because far better to be prepared 5 years too early than one day too late. So you can get these books. We recommend them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Why we sell a lot of them, we think it's important that at least our listeners and their friends and associates and families have some preparation to try to survive the very, very difficult time that is coming. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, there's still time to prepare, but things are definitely heating up. Feels a lot more like the clock is ticking down here, and that we're coming into the last preparation time. So just wrapping up this story here in Ukraine, Joel says, yes, the globalists have been involved in supporting the fairly large and legitimate independence movement in Western Ukraine, at least those who want true independence and don't trust Russia. But don't think for a minute that without U.S. and NATO intervention, that there would have been no protests. As I said at the time, all but a few of the protesters were there on their own dime at their own sacrifice, and they were not being paid for it. Someone is laying out the case that Victoria Nuland is working for the globalists. Joel says, sure, Victoria Nuland is a dyed-in-the-wool globalist and, in fact, is married to one of the worst neocons around, Robert Kagan. Her background reads like it was written by Henry Kissinger. This is courtesy of Stephen Lindman. Quote, she's a career Foreign Service officer. She's worked with Democrat and Republican administration. Early in her career, she covered Russian internal politics at Washington's Moscow embassy. She served on the Soviet desk in Washington. She worked in the State Department's Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs. She served in Guangzhou, China. Joel says these are all important postings that only go to globalist officers. Continuing, she was deputy to the ambassador at large for the newly independent states of the former Soviet Union, Joel says, which was a fraud that she could not have missed. Continuing, she directed a task force on Russia, its neighbors, and an expanding NATO. She was Clinton's deputy secretary of state, Strobe Talbot's chief of staff. Joel says Talbot was White House correspondent for Time magazine during Ford's presidency, served as deputy secretary of state under President Bill Clinton, and president of the Brookings Institution and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You can't get higher globalist credentials anywhere. She was deputy permanent representative to NATO. She was Dick Cheney's principal deputy national security advisor, Joel inserts, and Cheney was the handler of President George W. Bush. Continuing, she was permanent U.S. representative to NATO. She was a National War College faculty member. She was Obama's special envoy for conventional armed forces in Europe. Her husband is Project for the New American Century co-founder Robert Kagan. He's a neocon foreign policy theorist hardliner. He advised John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. He served on Hillary Clinton's Foreign Affairs Policy Board. Lindemann then correctly concludes, he represents the worst of America's dark side. So does Nuland. She admitted Washington spending over $5 billion toppling democratically elected Viktor Yanukovych from power, end quote. Joel says, Nuland only said that they spent that much on Ukraine at a meeting of Ukraine boosters, but she never admitted to directly toppling Yanukovych. The Russians themselves did that and blamed the West. I'm sure she was also exaggerating about the $5 billion, playing to the audience about their support and throwing out the figure that probably represented the entire Eastern European budget for democracy projects. Almost all of this money goes to NATO foundations and think tanks in Western Europe, who then ply their influence inside Ukraine and elsewhere. There is no way the U.S. or NATO could have spent $5 billion inside Ukraine without it showing up in a very prominent way in the making.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold that thought, and we'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan Harris, the American Freedom Network, our guest is Andrew Skousen. And of course, Andrew was saying the United States spent $5 billion in Ukraine. Now, was that to turn the Ukraine against Russia Well, with that, of course, you turn the Ukraine more towards Russia. Why would we want to be turning the Ukraine towards Russia? Ladies and gentlemen, why did we start financing communism back in 1917 and 18? Why did we finance the Nazis starting in the 1930s and all through the war and after the war and help the Nazi war criminals? Remember, the Jews only actually arrested and tried one Nazi war criminal immediately after the war for the Holocaust. 6 million Jews dead, and they arrest one Nazi war criminal and try him? Come on now, do you really believe this? It's all phony, and but the average American is so busy being busy, he can't see it. This is we're financing the Islamic terrorist movement throughout the world today. We're financing the Islamic terrorists in Syria who are killing the Christians. Assad helped the Christians and the Jews, and we're financing the people who are killing the Christians and Jews. But no, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That's right, and you bring up a good point with the parallels with World War II. Joel says, so if there is collusion between the globalists and Russia, it is not because the globalists control Russia, or China for that matter, but rather that both the globalists and the Russia-China axis want a nuclear strike on America. The globalists want this strike so they can stampede the people into a militarized global government in order to prosecute the war further. And Russia and China want to decapitate the only military force that can withstand them, thus blackmailing the rest of the world into submission. Therefore, I see the globalists playing along with Russia by not blowing the whistle on this phony coup and by continuing to play the intervener and stoking tensions, which bolsters Putin's stance of needing to rescue all the beleaguered Russia here and then in the other former Soviet states. All of this helps Russia build back the old Soviet Union prior to the launch of World War III, which is not imminent, despite the superficial hype that Dave Hodges put out this week. Joel takes the time to look into Dave Hodges' analysis and debunk that his story, which says that Russia and the U.S. are simultaneously preparing for imminent nuclear war. Joel says, well, Russia and China are preparing, but they are still a few years away, and the U.S. is disarming, definitely not preparing for nuclear war, except with secret weapon systems that they will bring out only after absorbing a first strike that decapitates our military. Hodges says, recently I wrote an article in which I stated that the world would be within a five-week window of an all-out war in Ukraine, which would also involve surrounding Eastern European countries. The premise of the article was based on the fact that NATO has scheduled massive, Joel says they were hardly massive, continuing to quote, war games late this spring and early this summer in Ukraine, Poland, Bulgaria, and Moldova. The coincidence of these war games represents a clear intention on the part of NATO to consolidate military forces inside Russia's neighbors in anticipation of an all-out attack by Putin against Ukraine. Joel says, hardly. There's way too few troops and no intention of putting them inside Ukraine. Hagman says, as I wrote about earlier this week, we are already witnessing the face-off between American paramilitary forces, i.e. Akademi, formerly Blackwater, and Russian paramilitary forces in Ukraine. Joel says, well, this was based upon a single claim by a German tabloid that has had zero confirmation anywhere else. Continuing the Hagman quote, if Putin truly intends to fully occupy Ukraine and consolidate Russian control over much of Russia's gas shipments to the EU, which runs through Ukraine, Putin cannot allow NATO to consolidate its military forces. He must militarily act prior to NATO commencing these war games. Joel says, nonsense. I hope we'll see and I was wrong when this short timeline passes, but I doubt it. He'll have an excuse to say it's just been postponed. Continue the Hagman quote. According to a Russian Navy blog, Russia simulated a nuclear attack involving submarines, bombers, and land-based missiles, and this massive drill was coordinated under the direct supervision of Putin at the Defense Ministry's headquarters in Moscow. The nuclear drill simulated a massive retaliatory nuclear strike in response to an enemy attack. Joel says, yes, that's true. And this happens all the time in Russia. In fact, every military drill begins with a simulated nuclear strike on the U.S. Continuing the Hagman quote, Life News is reporting that Russia's Ministry of Civil Defense, Emergencies, and Elimination of Consequences of Natural Disasters has issued travel restrictions to all employees, like the country's firefighters, ambulance drivers, and rescue troopers. Additionally, a similar travel ban is imposed for parts of employees under the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Banning tens of thousands of police officers, prison guards, and other law enforcement agencies like the Federal Drug Control and the Federal Migration Service. Joel says, well, this too has happened many times before. It's not definitive, except to test how the U.S. reacts to these kinds of symbols. Hagman, according to my friend and present broadcasting colleague, John Moore, a former Green Beret intelligence officer, has recently interviewed Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, in which he announced that 1,000 paid Russian Spetsnaz each month are pouring into America via Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. Sergeant Page warns that after arriving at Fort Leonard Wood, these Russian special forces are sent out to other military bases across the country after receiving their initial training at their arrival location. Clearly, these Spetsnaz commandos would be carrying out fifth column attacks against key American military installations. Joel says, there is absolutely no credible confirmation anywhere about these kinds of numbers. There are only irregular exchanges of less than 50 or so military personnel from Russia at a time. There are, I'm afraid, lots of disinformation experts out there claiming these kinds of military insider knowledge. Hagman concludes, the fact that Russia and the United States are both conducting nuclear war drills at a time of heightened tension is a little more than coincidental, end quote. And Joel says, well, no, it isn't. In fact, it's a favorite tactic to keep an enemy guessing. The U.S. is used to it. Hodges is missing the entire set of facts relative to Russian and Chinese military readiness, as well as how the preemptive nuclear strike plays into U.S. plans and those of its enemies. In a related story now, Japan positions itself for intervention. Japan's prime minister has called for a major shift in the role of Japan's military. They intend to structure the military to perform outside of purely defensive needs, as previously understood to be restricted by the Japanese Constitution.
We're going to have to interrupt you there, but Japan is preparing for aggressive warfare. Ladies and gentlemen, as the world is changing, Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to hearing you next week at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat. Good to be.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoy the conversation with Andrew Skelton because we're moving into a very difficult time. Anthony, I bring you up to date. I had my second chemotherapy yesterday, and I'm feeling quite well.
It is a fascinating experience to see what they're doing. But, of course, we're also using the alternative methods as well, and we'll keep you posted. Now, Sydney, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We have all sorts of books and CD sets and 4 tape sets. Just go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can get a free catalog if you'd like. But look at the material we have, get it, copy it, distribute it. We need to get people to understand the truly spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Because this is not a political battle. It's not an ideological battle. Yes, there is a power elite that runs the world. But, of course, there is also other forces out there that most people have no concept of. And if you are not making your preparations, most of the American people are going to get wiped out financially. You need to have the information, and, of course, we hope to provide it for you. But we do need your help to maintain our network of stations across America for the afternoon and the evening program. And, of course, you can hear those programs at radioliberty.com, broadcast live, archive there. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what's really going on in Israel, you have to hear Barry Shamish. If you want to know what's really going on nationwide, we have, financially, we have all excellent commentators on this. And if you need to start making your preparations, but if you can join the Radio Liberty family in any way, we ask you to do that financially. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And I'm also asking for people to pray for me personally, because going through this difficult time with a lymphoma. But hopefully, with God's blessing and help, while we're going to get through this, it's in His hands. I really do believe that for those who dedicated their lives to our Lord Jesus Christ, He guides them through a course. I'm 85. If I were to pass away tomorrow, why, I've led the life I believe I'm supposed to. If He wants me around for some time longer, not too long, I hope, but a few more years, or we can offer advice, to information to people. And I really want to see how this thing plays out. Why, for sure, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision protection. Please go to our website. You can listen to our radio programs there. And of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read our section of the Georgia Guidestones. We have all sorts of links to what we feel are important sites up on the web. We have a site called the News Around the Net. Now we're a little derelict. We're going to have to get that updated because of my in and out of the clinics and treatment, but we're going to get things all caught up. We're going to try in the next week or two to get back to our 5 hours a day, as long as we're strong enough to do it. But we ask you then, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but we also ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, when, no, I guess it'll be Monday now,